again, Mr. Chair. So the next part is about standard coordination. So as this pilot encourage large scale deployment, so the same standards for different cities and different OEMs will be very important. So after the pilot released, a standard coordination group was established, including National Standardization Committee from the five ministries and relevant cross-industry standard organizations. So today, in our China delegation, we have Dr. Sun Hong from NTCS, Dr. Ge from TC485, the telecommunication committee, and I come from China SEE and CEICV. So it's also the harmonization of standards committees, yeah. And all the standards comes from automotive, transportation, communication, traffic management, maps, smart cities, and so on. For the first phase, a total of 63 standards has been recommended, including national standards, industry standards, group standards that have been used and verified in the previous demonstrations. And we work out VRCIS standard system, which includes 8 parts, the integrated system. Next slide. and the new architecture vehicles, including the EE architecture and interface and use cases for the vehicles. And then the third part, the intelligent infrastructure, including the sensors and so and the MEC and so on. And the fourth, cloud control platform. And then related supporting platform, like the traffic management platform, and then the communication network, and function safety and security, and then test and demonstrations. Try to work out a standard system for all the different industries, different standard organizations. And the next slide. Moreover, to encourage interoperability, the group work out a data exchange standards among various components of the system, which include 12 types of interaction and data exchange within the system. For example, you can see number one, represent vehicle to vehicle and vehicle to infrastructure. Number two represent from the traffic management system platform to the RSU. So each number represent types of interactions. Mm-hmm. So in the future, we think that next slide, please. Mm-hmm. So in the future, we think there are a lot of activities need to be done for standard coordination. We need to develop more standards for a common reference architecture and data exchange. The previous slide represents a lot of standards. Some we already have, some need to be updated, and some we do not have yet. So we need to work out more standards for the data exchange. And then we need to work on the standards for cooperative functions like traffic management, incident and accident, and V2V use cases. And also we need standards for infrastructure classifications and gradings, which is very similar to ISAD. In the past several months, many cities come to ask us how to build the infrastructure. And will the OEMs use the infrastructure they have built? So we think we will recommend infrastructure grading for the cities to refer to, and this grading will be associated with the use cases. So once a city have built infrastructure in a certain grade, the OEMs can deploy their use cases according to these infrastructures. So it's a coordination between cities and OEMs. And also we need to do some joint tests according to the recommended standards to improve interoperability. Next slide, please. So this is the last slide. So here I would conclude my presentation with a proposal for international corporations. Yeah. First, we would invite all of you to visit some pilot cities in China. Yeah, this morning we have discussed in this October, maybe a meeting will be held in China. So please take this in consideration. Maybe we can hold the meeting in one of the pilot cities. And we can do some joint work on the research report like the working paper of TFVC, and we also do some report about VRCIS, and then collaborate on a roadmap research for large scale deployment use cases. We think the use cases roadmap is very important for the coordination of cities and OEMs. So different parts need to get consensus on the use case roadmap. And then we propose to jointly develop standards like data exchange, cooperative functions, and infrastructure gradings. And also, we invite invite international organizations and also international OEMs to work together on testing activities. So that's my presentation. Thank you very much.